Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Salaamun Alaikum, and so welcome to this program of Lantern with a new story. Dear brothers and sisters, on the continuation of this program, Lantern, we have an interesting story. Let's listen to it. Today's story entitled Using Bad Language. Muhammad was a very pious man, but he was not very attractive looking. One day he was walking along the road, minding his own business, when a lady came up to him and started calling him names and abusing him. This lady kept saying all kinds of nasty things, and Muhammad just listened to her patiently. Finally, when she was finished calling him names and abusing him, Muhammad just greeted her, smiled, and said, "And a nice day to you," and continued on his way. Why did Muhammad, a pious man, behave like this? It is because he knew that everything she said was just a reflection of her own inner self. If you use bad language, you are just making obvious to everybody how far away you really are from Allah, since your words are in reality a reflection of your own inner self. That was all for this part, so let's shift to the explanation and the important points of this new story.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Well, what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories and then talk about them and their moral themes that we can make use of them in our everyday life. Well, today we want to talk about one of the pettiest human traits, which is foul language. Islam is a religion of peace, love, and mercy, you know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam teach us to be kind, loving, and merciful with Muslim brothers and also with non-Muslims. So we can say that the religion that asks its members to greet one another with love, peace, and mercy does not allow cursing one another, not even jokingly. Cursing is of two types. The first one is swearing, saying and meaning something bad to someone through vulgar language, which is usually done in modes of losing temper, joking around, and because someone has just become used to using such foul words in their speech. So it is important for those to maintain their anger to bare minimum and not be induced to swear for the sake of releasing their anger or offending someone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble book of Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Those who spend in the cause of Allah during ease and hardship and who restrain anger and who pardon the people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the doers of good. Surah Al-Imran, verse 134. The second type of, you know, cursing is an expressive wish against a person in hope that he or she undergoes some sort of misfortune. This can be related to the evil eye, black magic, or just plain old hatred, which imposes thoughts on one's mind to do harm directly or indirectly upon someone else. Cursing is somehow, some sort of punishment, and we are strictly prohibited from carrying out any act of this sort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book of Quran, again, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ليس لك من الأمر شيء أو يتوب عليهم أو يعذبهم فإنهم ظالمون. Not for you is the decision whether he or she should cut them down or forgive them or punish them, for indeed they are wrongdoers. Surah Al-Imran, verse 128. Okay, now let's have a short break and we will talk about this subject more.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from iArab English Radio. We are talking about foul language and how much it is reproached in the Holy Book of Quran and our religion, in fact. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam taught us to be kind with others just like he was merciful even with his enemies. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam was told, O Messenger of Allah, pray against the idolaters. So the Prophet said, Verily, I was not sent to invoke curses, but rather I was only sent as a mercy. Ibn Abbas said, Two men defamed one another in the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of them reviled the other, who remained silent. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained seated. Then the other man answered him back, and the Prophet ﷺ got up. He was asked, You got up? And he said, The angels left, so I left with them. While this man was silent, the angels were answering the one who cursed him. When he answered, the angels left. Those who curse others will not be granted the honor of interceding on the Day of Judgment. Okay, dear listeners, that's the time we've got for today's episode of Lantern. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Gifted humans is the ability to speak, the ability to talk, the ability to communicate with others. This is something unique for humans that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given people the art of speaking. And with it comes a big responsibility. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this gift, this skill of being able to talk to others, but with it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us certain guidelines on how we speak. How do we utilize this gift in such an effective, constructive way that is not going to be harmful neither to me or to the society? Two people may deliver the same exact message, but in two different styles. One aggressive, one pleasant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instruct Prophet Moses, one sending him, dispatching him to the most arrogant tyrant of the time, Pharaoh. اِذْهَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَى فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا Layinan, go to Pharaoh. Allah is instructing Moses and his brother Aaron. Go to Pharaoh because he has become a tyrant and say to him a very lenient word. say to him something very lenient, something very moderate. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Don't be tough with him. Why? لَعَلَّهُ يَذَّكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. If you get tough with him, he will definitely not, will not accept your message. But in order for him to accept your message, you have to be nice.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. أنا بذكر الله تطمئن.